past week, I've been described as the responsible for partner marketing, sort of, but we're not really sure what she does. Tom described me as the fire starter. So if you need something done in corporate or progress, you just call Kim because she'll start fire and get it done. Who else? What else would I describe as? I'm not really sure. Those were the nice ones.
I'm going to start keeping track, though. Yeah.
We're going to start it. So I am responsible for the Global Partner Program. We're going to walk you guys through sort of what we've done in the last year and a half, what's been going on with the program, how it affects all of you, how we can work together with you. And we're looking for feedback, as always, on what we've done right, what we can improve on, all that other good stuff. Sound good? Awesome. Justin.
And I'm Jessica Baker. I'm the director of the partner program. I work for Kim.
Yeah. We're going to tag team this because this is the way we like to operate. So we operate better this way. I haven't had enough coffee, although you may think I've had enough coffee. I really haven't had enough. All right, so we've rebranded the partner program as the Partner Plus program. I think we talked about it at the Global Partner kickoff last January in Vegas. We talked about how progress and then our partners are added to that, right? And so it's the Partners Plus Progress or Partner Plus. And so we're really excited about this. This has gotten a lot of good traction. Hopefully you guys are all using this and the Powered by Progress and your other branding and all the other good stuff, right? We've been sharing a lot of this good stuff with you. So they were talking just downstairs about adding new partners. So we have added, I don't even know how many, Carl would know. A lot. We've had a lot of new partners.
In all different shapes and sizes, too, mm-hmm. which is key.
Yeah. So we've really expanded the program, and I'm sure as most of you, how many of you are, none of you, I guess, are application partners here. Do we have any application partners? You're all services partners?
No.
Yes. Well, you're a partner. You're one of our top partners, just thinking of that one. Yeah. So these are the type partners like you are what we're adding, or partners, different types of partners, and we'll go through that. And so our goal was to really expand and provide a program that encompasses all of you, because when I got here, they kept saying, we have this great partner program. I said, okay, great, what is it? Well, we're building a whole system that allows us to give marketing development funds to our APs. And I said, okay, what about all the other partners? Yeah. So we have all this stuff for APs, and I said, then we dug in, and we realized that there was no global ecosystem program to support all of you. So that's what we've built out in the last year and a half, I would say. Mm-hmm. So as you can see, we've really expanded it. So in the beginning, we just had the ISV or AP community. That was what the program was built around. We didn't have anything really other than some distributor programs. None of the other tracks were available prior. So we've added our OEM track, which we have really significant traction that's both mostly for data direct partners. Our Technology Alliance partners are our TAP partners, where you can either be an OEM or a technology partner or a services partner in that program. We have our systems integrator, we're consulting companies. And then our newest track, right, is our service provider track, which is a little different than I think you were all called service providers at one time, right? So service providers we look at from the perspective of our really technology or infrastructure as a service type company. So companies like CSC or even Amazon or BT, or today we're part of, and you'll all see announcements that are coming out in the future. We have a program with HP. We're part of their cloud builder program. So we run on HP's OpenStack, and we're integrated with them, and we're now integrated and built into five major service providers, right? Five in Europe, Richard? Is that what it is?
That's fine, yes.
Right. So companies like BT, Advania, Telefonica, Numergy,
and CMAC.
What's the other one?
CMAC.
So those are just in Europe. We started a program with HP, and we're part of that program. But it's important for all of you to understand that those providers need services companies like you. It's critical to their success. And so we'll talk a little bit about that and how that matters to all of you. So they don't have the expertise with not only OpenEdge, but with any of our products, and they don't understand how to help those partners move to the cloud. And so they're looking for services partners to tie that all together for them. Mm-hmm. Anything you want to add, Jess?
No, you did that wonderfully.
Thank you. So really, you are the center when we look at how we work with all of the partners and what we're working on today. So when we look at this, right, our partners, that ecosystem, and all of you are critical to the success. So if we don't have a successful ecosystem of partners and we're not all collaborating together and working together, then we can't be successful as an organization. And that's where we were broken. I really think Warren, Tom knows this. He comes and visits me once a quarter and says, I need all these things, and we just figure out how to get it done. But we've still lack in communication and communicating to you and getting feedback back. We're still working to drive that. But it's important that we understand how you operate, what areas you operate, and how you want to expand your business, and how we can help all of you in that expansion. And so, you know, like Mike came to me yesterday and he said, I don't know who my account manager is in Europe. And I said, have you spoken to Phil Dunlop? He said, I don't even know who he is. And so we went through the whole process of how do you get in touch with the right people? How do we make sure that you guys are communicating with the right people? And sometimes I think that we go so fast or we almost over-communicate the information. We need to make sure that we're streamlining it so that you guys can get the right amount of information. And so one of the things that I wanted to look at, and we talked about earlier, is we're going to send some news flashes out on pricing and some updates, because we had some information came out about the fact that, I guess, there was a Corticon pricing drop 6 months ago. And did you guys not know about that?
No.
Okay. So there's going to be a news flash about that. And some other things that we think are really critical and important to make sure. So I actually want to look at maybe understanding from you, is there a better way for me to communicate with just you guys, right? So the services partners separately, or maybe some sort of streamlined communication, whether it's a community that we can all share in, that you guys subscribe to. So when you want to get information that's just around services partners and updates, or if there's something else that we can do to make that better. So I'm looking for help on making that work with all of you. Good?
Okay.
Jess, you want to take this one? Talking.
Okay. So I think that you guys being the center of our universe is really the philosophy. And we have now 6 different tracks for our partners. And the way that we built all of these different tracks had these 5 different principles. So within every track that we have, you'll always see some component of marketing, empowerment, enablement, technical assistance, and business growth. So no matter what kind of partner you are and where you fit within our program, we have at least these 5 core things that we can offer you.
Good. Do you guys know about the enablement programs and the empowerment programs and the sales training? You're not seeing it. Are you reading the newsletter?
I am. I read it religiously. I'm not being sarcastic.
Really? You don't see, did you guys not get the information on the business training, the sales training that we just had, and some of the other stuff?
I'll talk a lot if you guys let me, but I saw it on the partner link site. I didn't really notice it in a newsletter if it was there. Mm-hmm. Though I've seen, you know, some of the case studies and the sharing of stories, and then obviously the
We're generally aware that these things exist.
Okay.
But it's one of those, you know in the back of your mind that it's there, but kind of like your salesperson, you know there's a salesperson.
but you don't really want to talk to them.
You don't really want to talk to them, but there's that. Yeah. And you might not have any idea who they actually are,
right,
or how to find them. and so, but if something came up where I was looking for some empowerment or some enablement, I would know it was there. Then I'd start looking around, trying to figure out how to get a hold of them. I'd probably call you.
Or email me.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Well, I did see them.
Okay.
I noticed them.
Great.
Mm-hmm. I think the we get the emails, but there's a lot of stuff coming from Progress, and I think some of them may sort of drown a bit because you're several hundred times better at marketing than was the case just 3 or 4 years ago.
Right.
Mm-hmm. In terms of volume of the stuff that's
right.
coming out.
It's good.
But it may drown a bit. So I think having, like you mentioned, something that is maybe a little more interactive or proactive. I think one of the things is the account managers, whoever's responsible, actually proactively contacting the partners. That would be one thing. But the other thing that's very easy, but we're doing it with the user groups, is setting up separate communities on the Progress community site.
Yeah.
And getting Jean to set something up there where you can, you can keep the focus there and you can keep the discussions so that not everybody comes and asks you the same questions, but you can actually put it in there, because emails are good, but they tend to disappear in the mass of other emails that we get.
Yeah. And we found this too with the Partner Advisory Council, that there's very much that local, if they're all communicating around the same topic or there's something that they want, they just send it out there and then either one of them replies or we reply to them. So I think we definitely need to talk to John about having a service or TAP type community that just you guys are part of, and then anytime we have something we need to push out, we push it out. So we'll look at that.
I do want to say that what was really successful is shortly after the launching of the product, I got a call from our application manager. Tundi. I got a call from Tundi. And she walked me through these, and she connected me with Laurel Rice and Kelly at the time.
Right.
And they walked through these types of programs at that time, and it was extremely helpful because it bridged the gap between the messaging and the execution, that there was actually somebody on the other side.
Right.
And she calls me regularly, so I'm very lucky in that sense. So I'm very lucky in that sense, but I think if she were to hit these points on our monthly call, that would make me very, very aware of what's...
Yeah,
we have them actually bi-weekly. Every 2 weeks she and I talk, so...
Wow.
But I think this would help a lot, I think, because the message is there on the surface level.
It's just, right. This is driving. You're right now on the sound truck?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Go ahead, Jess.
So every, we've been around for about 18 months now, and we launched the Partner Plus program in December of 2012, announced it to you guys in our conference back in January. And so in going through that whole first year and now entering into our second year, we develop a strategy like any business would develop a strategy. And so there are three core things that we think about when we're designing all the elements within those five topics, right? The first one is focusing on growth, and hopefully you guys are aware that there's a big practice around business planning with our partners. And if you don't have a business plan on file with us, I definitely talk to your account manager, maybe first locate your account manager, and then talk to them about this. But we've done a lot of training and professional development with our account managers, as well as awareness with you guys, to talk about how important those are to us. They're important so that we understand what your goals are. Remember that the thing with you guys are in the middle, and unless we have these conversations, we don't know what's important to you. So we need to understand that from you, and then we can start talking about all the things that we have to support those goals. And we actually put it on a piece of paper. It's embedded into our Salesforce database. People look at it all the time. We do a lot of reporting and metrics and things like that. So being able to understand your business goals and your growth, that's what the business planning is all about. And then we pair that up with these enablement and empowerment tools and offerings and workshops to help bolster all of those goals. So growth was a big one. The second one was preparing for the future now. I couldn't believe it in the earlier session when somebody said, how many people are using OE Mobile? I think there was like one hand. There, I was like, wow. I wonder if they ask the question, who's doing any kind of mobile? So I think from our perspective, there's a lot that we need to do to keep talking to you guys about what we think the future is and what we think the future of progress looks like on the business side and on the technology side and on a thought leadership side. Subject matter experts that you guys can talk to if you have questions about where to take your business. Executive briefings to bring you in to help them understand what our roadmaps look like without the marketing fluff and with actual content, right, Tom? So helping really prepare you guys for the future, because we want you all to grow, we want you to start thinking about the future now. And then the third goal within developing all these different programs is to make sure that you guys understand where we're going as a company. Right, so if we kind of construct our Partner Plus program and support all you guys and we're in line with the progress vision, that's where it all has to line up. So we're all in sync and we're all growing this big ecosystem. So we have four major initiatives. One's on the business empowerment and new market strategy. I'm not going to read all of this, but we have all these different things that we're doing this year just to support that. Another one, it has to do with technical and sales empowerment and enablement. and we have all of those initiatives that we're doing to support that. So this is sort of our Partner Plus program roadmap, right? Looking at partner resources and the partner program itself, marketing, enablement, empowerment, communications, all those types of things. So these are the actual things that we're doing within our strategy to support you guys, whatever tier you fall into, whatever on those five different topics that I talked about earlier. We have a lot of support and resources for you guys. You might not even, you know, tap into all of them. I'm glad that you mentioned PartnerLink, because that's, you know, we keep talking about PartnerLink and really focusing a lot of our energy there. But we have a lot that's just been rolled out even within PartnerLink. All these different enablement and empowerment sessions, so you can all find them there. We now have a global directory that we'll talk about a little bit later, that you can do both for sort of externally promoting your business, but we also have an internal version to help you guys collaborate with each other. There's communication hubs. There's a way for you guys to be social with us. We have communication platforms. And we have all these different tools for you guys to be able to use and help to grow your business and help grow the ecosystem.
Do you all have partner link logons? No?
I think so.
No, I was not. I'll make sure. See Carl right there in the corner? If you don't have a partner link logon, just go see Carl. He'll take care of it.
Yes. But I think all in all, you know, if this is the one slide that you remember, it's that we're all here to help you guys with your goals. So all the stuff that we have really is about you guys, and that's why we're here. We want to provide this service for you guys to be successful, so that's what it's all about. So I'm here today to tell you about the 10 things we think that you don't know about the partner program, but we're afraid to ask, but we're going to tell you anyway.
Ready?
Ready. Number one, we're an award-winning program.
Woo-hoo.
Anybody know that? Yeah.
I read good
emails. You read emails. Yeah. So, you know, I was very excited when we got the 5-star award, but of course we have Kim has been a channel chief and a top woman of the channel, the Power 100, for the past 4 or 5 years. I'm also part of the Women of the Channel lineup. So if it does one thing, it should validate for you guys that the program, vetted by independent people, really think that it's robust and it's where we need to be. And you have people here that have been in the industry for long enough to be recognized by our peers. And so hopefully that restores maybe a little faith.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Well, I was so excited, and I said, we won this award. And I think it was Andy who said, great, why?
Oh.
And I was like, well, what do you mean, why? We're good. All right, I get that you're good. You and Kim, I love you both. But tell me why. What are the things that make us better than the others? And so I went and I did a benchmark study. So I looked at 4 different big vendors that are out there, and I took 40 plus different elements of the partner program and compared us side by side. I'm not going to go through all of them with you.
Because it's literally 40 slides long.
It's very long.
She said it to me, and I was like, really?
But to,
to
sort of net it all out for you guys, we're pretty much the same on with the big guys, with a lot of the big, you know, key components, but where we really tip the scales in our favor has to do with, one, smaller pool means more personalized service, all right? We're not a Microsoft. We don't go out and boast that we have 121,000 partners. If I was in marketing at Microsoft, I would never say that, because that's just, it's so huge. How do you expect to be more than a number unless you're doing so much with Microsoft that they actually want to talk to you, right? We want to talk to all of our partners. We think every partner is very important to our ecosystem. So being small allows us to be agile, allows us to be, you know, give you guys more personalized service. There are no fees to join our programs. When you look at other competing programs, they charge fees, thousands of dollars annually, to be part of the partner program. We do have very low costs for training. In fact, all of our web-based training is free. Everybody know that here? You can go into PartnerLink, now you know it's important to have a partner link logon. You can go into partner link and you can actually access all of our web-based content for at no charge. And we really do a lot in terms of this business expansion support. And I think that's just down to the relationship that we have with you guys, right? We're here because of you guys. And if you guys don't succeed, we don't succeed. So we have to focus on all aspects of your business and help you with all aspects of your business. And that one little layer really separates us from a lot of the big guys out there. They don't care about you. They're not gonna care if you go out of business because there's 120,999,000 other partners out there that are gonna take your place, right?
And one of the main things we heard too is we just recently recruited 5 net new partners that are building applications on Goalbase, and they were evaluating us and Force and somebody else, and they said everyone else told them they would help them once they paid. And we actually helped them through the process. We helped them with a lot of online training. Colleen got on the phone with them and talked about pricing, packaging, how do you go to market with a new SaaS application. We gave them that business support that was this basically what swung them over for us. And they said that they just couldn't get that same level of support anywhere else. So I thought that was really interesting. We talked about business expansion for us, and it's part of the reason why we pulled together and started working on this business sales training to really help people understand what are new sales models look like and how do you sort of go back to the basics. And we all forget, right? Maybe we just forget how those things work. And we're trying to make sure that we're supporting you with those business type services as well as tech.
Number 2, you can belong to more than one track at a time. So these are not mutually exclusive, right? So we actually see this as being the norm going forward. You could be an application partner, but you could also have something that falls into our TAP line. You could also be a service provider and really not know it. And within each one of these tracks, there are different benefits, requirements, things that you can access, things that you can use, ways to advertise within our community. So know that if you consider yourself an ISV or a TAP partner right now, look across even the program to understand what is it that your business does and do you align with any of these other types, and then explore that to see if there are things that we have that you guys could utilize that you never once thought that you would use. I think I already covered this.
Yep.
I did. Web-based training is free. Not everybody knows that, right? Even internally, people don't know that. But I'm here to tell you that, yes, we're open for business, and yes, all of our web-based training is free. It is thousands of hours of content, and I don't even know how many hundreds and hundreds of classes that are out there, but it's continually being added to. I would say probably the best way to access it is through PartnerLink, because we've done a lot of work to try to line up learning paths for you. So things that you might be interested in, sort of suggested classes versus just going into the LMS and trying to find what you want, because you might get lost. So if you want to take a map and go there, I would start with PartnerLink. Otherwise, you can go into the mosh pit within LMS and start taking whatever classes that you want.
And Ali, who has just joined us, is now responsible for all partner enablement. He is going to clean up the mosh pit and give us more learning paths, right?
Yeah.
He went in there, he said, there's a lot of stuff out there.
Yeah.
There really is.
There's a lot. So number 4, there are 3 different communication platforms to help you with your marketing efforts. So I think somebody said you guys are 500 times better in your marketing than you were a few years ago. Thank you. We want now you guys to be 500 times better in your marketing as well. All right. So there are different ways that we do it. So we announced the Partner Plus Communication Hub. Again, access through PartnerLink. And this is a way for you to very easily become social within your network using content that we've created. So it's basically it's a web page this is really not clear, is it? It's a web page that you can go to, right? And at the bottom of every article that we have, it says share. And there are all these different ways that you can share it. So you can really, you know, once a week, whatever. Oh, what has progress got? Boom, 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 boom. Set it all out, whatever channels you're involved in, it's very easy to do that. We also have a Powered by Progress blog, which is everything related to Partner Plus. It's on the corporate site where all the rest of our blogs reside. So you'll see content related to the business of partnering, which is one of my favorite terms, and it sounds so incredibly boring, but I love it. So anything that has to do with the business of how we work with you and things that are happening in the industry, that's really for you to read. But if there's a thought leadership piece as well, there's a very easy way to throw that out to your network. And then last is the Content MX platform that we have. So for those of you that do read our newsletters, perhaps you've seen a little change over the last 6 months or so about how our newsletters are created, the format of them and things like that. We started using this platform called Content MX, which is really a great thing. And it's got, I call it the three different panels to creating a newsletter. So you can go out and search the web for keywords, right? And find things that you think are very interesting in the World Wide Web. You can then, in the second column, insert your originally created content, right? Things that you're writing, things that you want to post up there. And then in the third one, it has your HTML templates and your mailing lists. So between the combination of web stuff, your own templates, and your own mailing addresses, you can create unique newsletters dynamically, right? That is available. We use that now. That's how we send out all of our newsletters. We have the ability to have sort of child accounts underneath our corporate account, right? So if you're looking for a way to send newsletters out to your ecosystem of customers and partners or whoever else that you use, and you don't have a platform right now, we can take a look at Content MX for you guys.
So that's like an alternative to MailChimp or some of the other newsletters.
Say it again?
It's an alternative to something like MailChimp, the newsletter.
Must be. I'm not familiar with that. Chuck, you know MailChimp?
No, but it's a curation platform. It's more than just for newsletters. You can also use the platform for your social outreach. You can set up, you know, schedules for sending out social feeds. It's a pretty powerful platform.
Okay. And does that come with a cost to use that, or how does that work?
There is a small monthly charge, yeah. It's very much lower than if you were to go to get it yourself, because we can put you guys down as a child account. Yeah. So if you want that, talk to your account manager. We'll get you set up with Chuck Sicard. Or you can just introduce yourself to Chuck Sicard right over there.
Chuck will take care of you.
And Chuck will take care of you. Yeah.
So do you guys all know that you can use our executive briefing centers in any of the offices that have executive briefing centers?
No.
Ah, see, there's one thing you didn't know. You've learned.
Yes, great. So we want a new board.
Yeah, so you
can use it as a mailing address?
Send out care of Kim King, yeah.
I'm not sure it gets delivered to you. So, you know, we've upgraded a lot of our EBCs. It's one of the metrics that we have actually for the whole organization is how many EBCs can be run and every, you know, a lot of the different things that we do. We do lots of training in there, we do all kinds of things. If you have a big customer meeting or a training that you want to do and you want to use our resources, let us know. We'll get you scheduled in there as long as we don't. The only time we're not allowed to use the BBC is when there's a board meeting. Other than that, it's free game. And so that's one day out of every quarter. So I'm sure you guys can figure it out.
Where are they in Europe? Rotterdam, probably?
Rotterdam. We have one in Brockville, too, don't we?
Yeah.
So there's one. So feel free to, you know, schedule them. Let us know. We can make sure that they're available. We have one down in Morrisville. We have one in California. Actually, out in California, we now have, Richard, what is that called? That's, they have that new system
out there.
The User Experience Center.
Oh, the User Experience Lab.
Yeah, so we have a new User Experience Lab out in California that you can bring customers into and they can...
Southern or
Northern? Northern. It's in
Redwood City.
Redwood City.
So it's right where the role-based guys used to be when we upgraded their office. So there's another facility there to use. And actually, I think Chicago has a pretty good
facility.
Any place that we have an office, if Progress has an office, I mean, it doesn't have to be an EBC, it can just be a meeting room, you know? So instead of renting out a hotel suite, if you can utilize one of our properties, you guys are free to do that.
Yep. Is there a directory of that somewhere?
Yeah, I mean, you can go on to our website and you can see all the different locations that we have.
So we can just assume that all your locations have this available? Is that what you're saying? I just want to make sure I understand.
Yes, we get a list. I thought we had to put one together that had, didn't we have it in one of the presentations that had the big facilities?
We'll get to you. I'll actually put that as a topic in the next newsletter, so the July newsletter.
Very cool. Perfect. Makes it easier.
And we'll put it up on PartnerLink as well.
Another reason to go back to PartnerLink.
We've been borrowing meeting space from Progress as well.
You've been borrowing it?
Yeah.
You don't have to borrow it?
We made the mistake of moving from Cologne to Frankfurt. A couple of times that people want to meet up, everything got to be
strength. Are you charging that?
Nope.
Kind of business plan.
I charge in papers.
Okay. Now I know where the budget's coming from. So number six, one of the things that we've been tracking very regularly, and this is, you know, important to us and probably important to you guys as well, as we see, you know, we know that on-premise licenses are not going to go away anytime soon. It's just not going to happen. But the fact that the dual license model is outpacing, it's amazing to see this, right? So we've been watching this for the last few years, and the estimates and growing of partners, application partners that are moving to the cloud, so they have a model that's really an ASP model. I wouldn't say they're all full 100% in the cloud, but they do have this cloud-like or SaaS-like model, as well as their on-premise model. They're outpacing or growing much faster, right, than having the sort of standard. So we've watched it from, there actually should be another line on here, but we didn't want to have anything negative on this one. So there have been a bunch of partners that decided, I'm not going to do on-premise about 3 or 4 years ago. They weren't going to do on-premise anymore, and they moved 100% to a SaaS model. And as you all know, that's really not a good idea. Because all the revenues declined, and then now they're starting to come back up. And then we have a bunch of partners who just say, I'm never moving to the cloud. The cloud is a fad. We actually had somebody say that to us recently. The cloud is a fad, and I'm never moving to the cloud. And so, you know, we see that this sort of single or on-premise license is still very flat, right? And the cloud is where it's going and where we're seeing. So we want to make sure that you guys understand, too, how can we help you with partners and other folks making sure that they're moving to the cloud, and that what do we need to do to support U.S. services and help with partners in that fashion. So, more learning stuff.
So, who here has a marketing department? Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah, exactly. So,
you should ask how many marketing departments are sitting in this room.
Yeah. You wear so many hats, right? And so there's quite a lot of content that we have to help you guys market your business. And so there's a lot of content on this page because there's a lot that we have to offer you. So if you didn't know that, you know, we help you market not just by giving you emails and templates and things like that to send out, but we can actually help you learn marketing basics. Right. If you want to learn about what SEO means, or how to work with an analyst or the press, if you want to learn about the power of video or what social media could do for you, these have nothing to do with Progress Technologies, right? But they have to do with how you can actually market your business. And so there's a tremendous amount of content that's out there. And guess where it's found? On PartnerLink. Yes, it's all found on PartnerLink. So these are, you know, screenshots of all the different resources and tools that we have. We work with all these different vendors to create things for you, so it's not just us thinking that we're really smart. We actually go out to people that do this for a living and have this domain expertise, and we brought them in to have this, to do this training for you. It's pretty much all on demand, so you can go and access it.
Free, again.
free.
A lot of vendors, other vendors charge for all of this, or they bring the vendor in and the vendor charges for it. We've paid for all this. This is all accessible for all of you. You can use any of it. It's all free. And we'll be updating, I think the social media boot camp we're gonna redo.
We're running it again this summer.
We're running it this summer, so there's lots of good stuff that we're running, so, so you know. Jessica's favorite topic. What is this built on?
It's built on Open Edge, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By accident.
No.
By design.
No.
By design.
I said we will not put it out there because they wanted to build it. Where do they want to put it? They wanted to put it in Microsoft something.
Yeah.
SharePoint.
SharePoint, yeah.
And I said, no.
That's all being done.
And they built it in like a week or two, right?
A little bit more.
A little bit more.
Not much, though.
So we had a solutions and partner directory going back many years. And it was a third party that did it, and there was a lot of junk in there, to be honest with you. I mean, stuff that was, you know, repetitive in there, but even like company name XXXXX, like it was junk. It had never been QA'd or anything like that. And I said, this is baloney. We, you know, said, stop this. We looked at the actual companies that we could validate that were actual Progress partners. And so we took those 60 or so out of this directory and said, okay, this is the start for our new directory. We built it in OpenEdge. We launched it last year. And the neat thing about this is that there's two different faces on this one database, this one directory. The first one is the public one, which is meant to help you advertise your business on our .com site. So when there, you go to partners and then the directory within there, and you can search for people. That's basically your public face. That's your company name, the verticals that you in, that you're in, the geography that you serve, types of applications, et cetera, et cetera. And then when you go inside that beautiful website that you now all love, PartnerLink, there's a version that you can see, and I think I have this. Yeah, let's go a couple of these. So this is what it looks like on the web. So there are all these different you know, ways that you can slice and dice the list that's there. And then if you go inside of PartnerLink, this is what it looks like. And the difference is that you can add in actual people to contact. So it's something that you have to opt into, but as you're filling out your profile within PartnerLink, because that's where this is all set up, and you can say, yes, I want to attach my name to this profile, so that when partners come in, go to the next one, when partners come in and they look for somebody, they actually have a name and a company and a person to talk to. So it, this is helping the whole ecosystem have more of those connections. So we wanted to have a place where partners, our partners, could say, hi, I'm Tom Bascom, and this is who I am, and this is what I do. Anybody else out of there, you know, want to talk to me? Here's my contact information. Talk to me. And so the more people that we have that opts into this, the greater the community will be inside of this directory. Now let me say it again, that this is only found, this specific user piece is only found within PartnerLink. All password protected, et cetera, et cetera. No one's going to access this just browsing the web. You have to be able to get into PartnerLink first to be able to see it. But it's the same database, right? So on the .com site, advertise public, inside of PartnerLink, all your information about your company, but then you can add this other dimension about contact people and actually who to talk to.
Sales. Can I ask a question on that? How we would categorize ourselves? Because most of our customers are Progress partners, so can we categorize them by the areas of the product that we could help them with? Mm-hmm. The product section there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. If they selected out Open Edge, Mike, and your region and an application type that they may be interested, if you're in the directory, you would surface up.
So, but if you're a systems integrator or a services provider, then some of this stuff isn't really going to apply very well.
You select whatever is appropriate. And then, by all means, if there's input that would even help it better, we also, inside of the private side, ask for that. You know, if there's something else that you'd like to see or something that may be more suitable, we do take that from the inside provisioned behind the firewall. Because it's like Jessica and Kim have said, it's all about you, right? You're building your profile. So if there's elements in there that you feel are not there to represent yourself, let us know. It's OE, we own it. We own the content.
I like that part.
Great. Okay, so one of the big items as I've been traveling around the world, talking to a lot of partners, we kept coming back to this idea of, you know, our sales, we have new salespeople. A lot of partners say, we have all new salespeople, we have all new people in general, or I've gotten rid of my sales guys, or I've had my same sales guy for 20 years, but he forgot how to pick the phone and call people. I mean, literally, sometimes that happens, right? I mean, think about it. So you forget these things. So there was a gentleman that Jess and I had worked with in the past, and he had gone out on his own and done this. He worked for Taz and a lot of other, Miller Hyman years ago, all of the sort of big solution sales product. And we wanted him to look at it from the perspective of our partners. This was about training partners for themselves how to take a sales methodology and apply it to their business, and then also help retrain their sales organization. Because one of the big things we found was, you know, so even downstairs they say, well, you know, we always get the progress who question. Well, why are you even getting that question, right? Nobody should even know that progress is really thing. I mean, I understand for the direct end users it could be a challenge, but for partners, right, we're basically hidden behind their application most of the time. And so when we retrain, so a perfect example, DMSI is in here, right? Did they come, or are they here? So DMSI, we did the first training, and this is what made us think about it, was we were here, was here maybe 6 months, and the CEO of DMSI sent our CEO a nice email. That's a good way to put it, right? Nice email. And basically said that I've lost 3 accounts to this competitor because they sell not only Progress, but they sell Microsoft, and that's their competitive differentiator, and all this stuff. And what are you guys doing to help me? So I got on the phone, we spent an hour with them, and they kept saying to me, I said, so do you have use cases? Yes, we have use cases. Well, what is the challenge? Well, they basically came down to, they had a whole new sales organization, they didn't have to sell their solution, they had the best product in the market, they owned all of the top accounts, and they lost a few sort of their mid-tier accounts, but they weren't getting any new accounts because this other company was competing with them, because they had Microsoft, a Microsoft application and a Progress application. So we got in there and we spent 2.5 days with them, 2.5 days retraining their organization to take those use cases and not be put back, right? Well, then you're on Progress, so that should, but why did you win originally? So we basically helped them understand why it was important to be strong about their current application, why they had the top 100 accounts in this industry, how they were successful in that industry, how they were better than everybody else in the industry. And it was nothing about Progress, right? It was all about just basic sales methodology, taking use cases and making them effective in their business model. So we took that and we built that into the sales training. So it's not about Progress. You won't hear really anything about Progress. This is all sales methodology training on how you basically retrain your sales organization. And we've gotten phenomenal feedback. And I don't have all the quotes, but I think they sent me, there's like 7 pages of quotes from each of the training. You know, 1 or 2 people that say, well, I need more on SaaS, or I need more. So we have new things that we're going to want to be building into the program. This has been phenomenally successful, and we need to figure out what is our next phase. So, what else do we need to do for you guys that would be helpful? But this was, yeah, we're still running this, right? So, we have one more class.
We have one more class in Brazil. Like to go to Brazil
in August.
But we've had. But we've had so many people come up to us after the class and say, "This is great. I want to send more people from my company to go through this. So when are you doing it again?" So when you're reading the newsletters now that you're going to religiously read every month, and you start seeing things about the partner sales program, this is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Everyone that has come, that when we've had somebody from Progress there at every one of these, and it's always been extremely positive, and they want more of it.
So if you're working with other partners, or if you work with anybody, or you want to send folks, just let free again. You know, just afraid, so
big F word.
Big F word. Number 10. The big. So this is definitely the cornerstone of our program, our business planning process. They're for you. And this is one of the, really the tenets that we brought to the organization when we came into Progress a year and a half ago. So we have been refining this business planning process for many years, and it's one of the things that, you know, it's funny, I've met with a lot of partners and they say, well, you know, I asked them, did you fill out the business plan, or did the partner manager fill out the business plan? And if I find out that the partner manager filled out the business plan and they didn't include you, they usually have to spend like a half a day in a room with me, which is not very much fun. So, you know, it really is about you. It's this mutual business planning process, and it's really important because this is where we drive all of our future programs, content, learning paths, all the critical pieces that are here for all of you. So if you're not giving us feedback on the business plans of what you want from us, then we're not building those things for you. So it's critical to understand what you want next. You know, it helps us even understand sort of future programs, products, all those things that are critical. I mean, so we like Jessica said, so we took all this and we spent a lot of time, how many months? We built this, even though you see it in paper form when you guys fill it out with your partner account manager, this all gets embedded into Salesforce, and we run a ton of reports on this. So we look at programs and empowerment and what's driving and what's the next step and what marketing activities do you guys want to do and what training are you looking for, because we're looking for trends and patterns of maybe things, holes that are missing and things that you want that we don't have. So it's critical to us that we understand where you're going with your business, because if we don't understand that, then we can't be agile and making sure that we're driving those things and we're not waiting too long. Like me, I personally feel that the sales training we should have probably done last year, and we just missed the boat, right? We heard about it and we got wrapped up in some other things, but it was critical. We could have done this 6 months ago and we just didn't get to it, right? And there's so many things that we want to do. We want to make sure that we're taking input from all of our partners. So you are critical to our ecosystem, so we need to make sure that, you know, it's part of every day that you're part of this overall business planning process. Anything to add?
Yeah, I'd just say that, you know, it is working. I've heard lots of comments from people that have gone through this process with us and now see the value in these discussions and can really see how we are building our programs around the individual partners' goals. And they can see that now. And so they want to spend even some more time to bring the partner executive in or the partner account manager in and say, you know, this is where we're going from a strategic perspective. How can Progress help us get there? And that's what they're really all about. And last year, the VP that's in charge of all of North America saw some really good growth in his elite and his premier partners, and he says it was completely attributed to the business planning that we did. It was because we got so much more traction with our partners here in the U.S., and we got them involved in so many more things about our program, that he thinks that was the difference that made that growth.
And we can send you, if you guys want to see the business plan, we're happy to send it to you. It is in a, I think it's in a Word format, right, Justin?
PDF.
Yeah. It really changes the conversation between us and you, right? It's not about, you know, I think the conversation used to be, so what are you guys going to do this month, and do you have any problems, right? Or almost they were afraid to partner manager, were afraid to call people and ask. And for a lot of you as services partners, right, it's more about how can we even help you be more effective business. And I think we just weren't having those conversations because they didn't know how to have them. And so we've retrained them to be comfortable having those conversations with you about how you want to grow your business. Are there new markets you want to go into? Is there something new that you want to drive? Is there training or marketing programs that we can help you drive, right? There's just all of these things that we've incorporated. And I just feel like, you know, we need to just have more conversations and make sure that you guys are included in those conversations.
So there you go.
There you go. That's number 10.
Top 10 things that you didn't know, but were afraid to ask. And now that you're an expert at the program, go and tell all your friends about it.
Questions, comments, things that you did do?
It looks really great. I'd like to re-emphasize what I was saying before, Mark. Progress being proactive and actually coming up. It looks like you've had huge success in the North American market.
Yes.
I know there's some stuff happening. Yes. In the European market, but it's happening very slowly,
right.
and think with the stuff that you have in there, there's huge potential for, you know, both better communication, but also, you know, working on a lot of the stuff we've been screaming for years is you have in there. We just need to get execution on it as well.
And I think, you know, honestly, and I think this is why Mark Armstrong and I had this conversation, in Europe specifically, you know, Ulf was trying to do double duty of managing a local region and doing the partner last year. And I think part of it was we lost a good year, right? Because I think he couldn't do both effectively. And that's part of the reason why. And Ulf is great at what he does in managing the region, and that's why we brought Phil in. And Phil's new, right? He's only really been here since December, 6 months, and so not an excuse, but I will light a fire under him.
I've spoken to Phil a few times before, so we're sort of waiting for things to happen.
Yeah, and he's got a bunch of new folks that he's just hired that he's bringing through the training as well, and he's all about training and enablement and driving growth and driving part, you know, making sure. So let's make sure that we have you guys and you're assigned to someone and we can,
this is very, very positive. Good work.
We've been working hard on it. Well, I've been doing
see the bags under our eyes.
Well, one of my partner/customer, Akioma, is getting a lot of traction from in the general session 2-3 times.
Yes.
Without even being here. How can we get a message out that we support them? They're actually using our technology to talk to this. And I think Akioma is focusing on customers, so that's why folks put it in the news. And we would be focusing on helping other folks to do the same thing.
So I think we should look at it from, so this is a great case study, right? And so that should be part of, you know, I'd love to get you guys on one of like our next quarterly partner update or something where we can talk about, even have you get on and say, this is what we did, as long as you can use Akioma's name and they don't have an issue with it. I'd love to use it as a case study and throw it out there and let other partners know that that's what we're doing. I think, you know, we could probably figure out and get you in there. We think we can do it in 10 or 15 minutes. We know how tight our agendas are, but I'm happy to do that. I mean, I'm happy to have you guys be on our portal. I'm tired of talking on the partner update. You guys, like, are sick of hearing me. I'm surprised. But no, I just think there's, you know, this is all part of it, right? Is making sure, you know, and our team internally loves to get on and talk, but then, you know, sometimes, and you know what's really funny? So sometimes we do, like we did a mobile demo in one of our quarterly partner updates, and I got overwhelmingly great feedback from everybody in North America and Europe. In Asia, the two of the partners said, if you're gonna make them technical, I'm not gonna join them anymore. And I didn't even think it was that technical. So, you know, so I can't make everybody happy, but I think I'd love to have you, I mean, I think the more they hear from the partners that are in the community and the great stuff that you guys are doing, I'm happy to have you guys featured as a partner on the quarterly partner update.
I think Mike brings up a very, very good point. Something that could be very good in promoting as part of the partner program is also how the partners are interacting with each other.
Yes.
I understood from my conversation with Phil that part of what you're trying to catalog is also how you can help and drive partners together to do stuff and to both innovate and collaborate on different
Definitely.
Things, maybe start, you know, projects together.
Definitely, especially because as we talked about before, and I know Richard, are you gonna talk about a little bit about the service provider stuff later? Are you talking about
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So
The service providers. Yes.
So Richard will talk a little bit about the service of like the HP Cloud program, the Cloud Builder, and some of the other stuff that we're working on. But they, like I said, they all need services partners, right? They're all dying for help. And I know that you guys don't believe me right now, but when you have to hire more people and you tell me uncle because you can't take it anymore, then you can say thank you. But seriously, it's one of the holes that we see in our ecosystem today. Richard's lived it, he's been out there in Europe for the last couple weeks helping out. We're seeing this as a big challenge. The partners are saying, you know, we don't have this expertise. They all really like OpenEdge. And I know that sound, you know, when I say that internally at Progress, I sort of get like this, like head goes like this, we're like, really? They are very interested in OpenEdge, but they're interested in all our technologies and they see it as a differentiator in how they're gonna go to market, right? Everybody, you know, if they stick with Microsoft products, they're competing with Azure. If they work with Force, they're handing over their customer base to Force at that point, right? I mean, if they work with Oracle, they're potentially losing their customers. We don't compete with any of them, and we're net neutral to them. So they see us as a huge differentiator, but they don't have the internal expertise that they need. It's so they need services partners to help them bridge that gap. And so it's going to be critical for you guys to make sure that we link you together with them.
It's not just the partners who are saying they don't have resources. It's their customers who are saying, we don't know how to do this.
Right. It's the end customers as well. So I think there's lots of opportunity here. We need to figure out how to make sure that we're driving this. And I'd love to even figure out, we're doing some architecture discussions with some partners. I'd love to pull you guys in and have some, what we're calling architecture, which is really some roadmaps, some architects, some meetings around how do we drive this and get better at it in the next few months. And so maybe we can get everybody together and do that and figure out some times. I know it's coming summer in Europe, but maybe we can get you guys away for a couple of days to come to Bedford and work on that. That works for you. Any other questions, comments? Tom, you're looking like you're dying to say something. Go ahead.
Okay,
we have one more slide. We do?
Yeah, one more slide. You have to put in
exchange.
Yeah.
Is everybody signed up?
Probably.
Yes.
I'll sign up if my boss is going to lunch on my desk.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Tell them we'll give them good reasons. You're going to find lots of business.
That sounds like a good reason to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have great sponsorships still open. HP, right? Carrie Bailey, is it Bailey, right? I always want to call him Daly. I don't know why. Carrie Bailey, who is the head of cloud at HP, is going to be one of our keynote speakers during Exchange as well. I probably shouldn't announce that until he's officially signed, but I'm telling you guys.
NDA.
And then Todd Hewlin, who spoke on consumption economics, wrote a new book called B for B. He's going to speak at the Partner Day as well. So we have lots of good things coming up. And we have, the Amazon folks will be there. So it'd be good. A lot of the service providers will be there, so we're gonna have them do. And actually, we got HP sponsoring the NEPA. I'll tell Tom because I think that'll make his sponsor here.
Darren told me.
Good. Okay. Well, you guys know how to find us. So if you need anything, let us know. And if you don't have my card or my info,
if you register for Exchange, we need to register especially for Partners Exchange. With one registration.
For the Partner Day, you mean? No, you just have to pick. Because there's training on the Partner Day, they switched it around, so you just have to pick which one you're going to attend. You, of course, want to attend the Partner Day, not the training.
Absolutely.
That's it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.